is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. People getting the money, going home, people going to work. Shout outs to the Uber drivers. Shout outs to the people that are working in their cars, on the road, in the back rooms, in the bars, in the restaurants, in the hospitals, the police officers, the military folks. Thank you to everybody. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's my job to get you closer to the weekend, and that's exactly what the hell I'm going to do. Thank you so much to Andrew Schlecht for joining us. Covers all things Oklahoma City Thunder for The Athletic. Yeah, the Thunder, the season should have ended yesterday. They're just giving us some extra basketball. A game 7 on Sunday. Got the Panthers parade in Sunrise, Florida. That's on Sunday. We got Rafael Devers. He's going to try to beat the hell out of the Red Sox all weekend now that he's a member of the Giants. We got managers who've been suspended because their players are thrown at each other. Yeah, you gotta be careful with that stuff. Man, we got so much more to do as the show continues on. Of course, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Yeah, I don't know. Do we want to do the Friday Funny? I don't know. You know, hey, look, how about this? Let's make it real. Let's make it real simple. Make it real easy. It's Friday. I like Fridays. I hope you like Fridays, too. If you got a joke, if you have something funny that you want to share with America, and no, I don't want your sicko jokes, no sicko jokes, okay? If you have a joke that you want to share with America, if you're funny, if you want to be on the radio, if you're an aspiring comedian, maybe you got a Red Sox joke. I don't know. Maybe you got a joke about Rafael Devers. Maybe you got a joke, I don't know, a Sammy Sosa joke. A lot of his jokes write themselves, okay? I've seen some photos of Sammy Sosa, and they compare this guy to the Pink Panther. All his melanin is gone. Most of it is gone. I don't think it came back. But anyway, here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I think if we get a good good joke or two that can get to the point, and we'll go ahead and get you on air. 888-710-4ISN. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll get a little bit of a history lesson. I'll tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. What a day, what a day. What a 24 hours that we've just had. How about this? Let's get to brass tacks. Oklahoma City Thunder, they choked last night. They fell asleep. They didn't play hard. They fell for the okey-doke. They fell for the rope-a-dope. They were like, oh, Tyrese Halliburton, we don't know. We don't know. We can go beat them, and they lost. Now we got a game 7. I'll take the extra basketball. Go ahead and sign me up. The head coach of the Indiana Pacers, Rick Carlisle, he's like rubbing his hands together. Birdman hand rub. Rick Carlisle says, these are the type of things that you dream of.
One game. I mean, this is what it's all about. This is what you dream about growing up, this kind of opportunity. It's a very difficult place to play. We know that. But, you know, this is the opportunity to play in a game like this is a great honor and a great privilege.
Yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 21 points and 8 turnovers. I can't imagine he's going to have another terrible game like that. Probably think the man will go out there and drop like 33, 34 points at home, walk away with a victory. I think they'll still go out there and be champs. Why didn't they get the job done last night? He says, man, we were not locked in.
They were definitely lower on the pickups. I'm not sure. Like some of them, I think it was just like carelessness and not being focused, not being as engaged. They played harder than us tonight as well. And when a team plays harder, they usually turn the other team over. So it's probably a combination of multiple things.
Yeah. They took it for granted that they were just going to beat the living hell out of them and just win the championship, or Tyrese Halliburton's feeling busted up. Wrong. Didn't happen. Game 7 is on Sunday. I got the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think they're the better team. I don't care what the Pacers are doing. And yeah, Halliburton will probably be healthy. He doesn't have to worry about his leg. Maybe he will. Whatever. If he hits a big shot, then damn it, he'll hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history at that point. I got Halliburton. You win an MVP in a regular season. You've now grown as a star. These are the stages where you separate yourself. And I think most of us would agree that the best player on the basketball court, in order, is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Then you probably go to Halliburton. You probably have a mix of Jalen Williams, Pascal Siakam, and then after that, who cares? The best guy is SGA. Get the job done, man. And whoever has the greatest or best game here, they're going to win finals MVP. That's it. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, man, I think he wants that in his trophy case. Give me finals MVP. You've already gotten regular season MVP. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and add it up. Run me my trophies. I'm going OKC. And if Halliburton wins, man, they better put his dad up in a suite and tell him to sit his ass down. The man's going to be doing interviews. He's going to be running around all over the place. Hopefully he doesn't do or say anything to get anybody in trouble. Speaking of trouble, I told you earlier on in the show, we got a couple of suspensions. After last night, the Padres, the Dodgers, they've been hitting each other all damn week. Last night, things got even more physical. Dave Roberts has been suspended for one game, shoving Mike Schilt. Mike Schilt, he gets one game as well. Padres closer, Robert Suarez, he gets three games because he threw at Shohei Ohtani. How dare he throw at Shohei Ohtani? What the hell is he thinking? Probably wasn't thinking. Mike Schilt said, you hit Fernando Tatis? You're not supposed to do that. Mike Schilt is just like, I don't need to throw at anybody. Listen to what he had to say.
Teams that I manage don't get into altercations like this because teams I manage don't throw at people. But also teams I manage don't take anything. And after a while, I am not going to take it. And I'm not going to take it on behalf of Toddy. I'm not going to take it on behalf of our team, intentional or unintentional. It's really that simple. That's how this game's played. And you want to call that old school? Then, yeah, we'll play old school baseball.
Man, all teams throw at people. Stop it. Botcher, what's the appropriate level of baseball to throw at somebody? To start throwing at somebody?
Depends how intense varsity baseball it gets.
High school.
If there is a real rivalry between two teams.
You can start throwing at somebody in high school.
I wouldn't suggest it, but you can.
Why not?
Because these people are children. They're still grown.
Well, how old is an average kid playing in high school? Not one who has a future, but what's the average pitcher throwing at in high school?
Like speed?
Yeah.
Mid-80s?
Mid-80s?
I would say low 80s, mid-80s.
At a max?
If it's a good varsity team.
Well, that still hurts, right?
Yeah.
That hurts. Damn. You ever got plunked?
All the time.
On purpose? People were hitting you?
Never intentionally. I've never tried to be in the beef.
That doesn't mean that nobody tried to hit you.
No. There would be no reason for them to hit me.
Oh, okay. You weren't good?
No, I wasn't that great. So they wouldn't try to hit me. It just the ball just kind of like magnetically went to my ankle or my thigh. Yeah, all the time.
Left a bruise?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. All right. Now I know. I'm like, what's the appropriate age? I mean, if you play basketball, you could foul the hell out of anybody at any level, you know?
Oh, depend how hard a foul are we talking about? Like a full flagrant two?
You never seen these little ankle biters running around hurting each other?
I have, but I've never seen full blown elbows and karate chops.
They slap down, they slap down hard, they try to block your shot, hit you in the head. Yeah, I've seen some violence, man, amongst the kids. But in baseball you can't do that. It's like, A, the kids have no aim at a certain age. And he got to hit the ball off a tee. And then you get older. I mean, I guess baseball, you got to be grown to really try to hurt somebody. Okay. Anyway, We got Mike Schilt and then also Dave Roberts. He had a throwback to when he played. Dave Roberts suspended. Somebody that you will see this weekend is Rafael Devers. He's already played three games here for the San Francisco Giants. He has yet to hit a home run. But the Red Sox are the Giants' next opponent. And today, we actually heard from Rafael Devers. Well, we heard from him via his interpreter. And apparently, now that he's in San Francisco, Rafael Devers is, he's happy. He doesn't remember the last time he was happy. Listen to this.
It's been a long time. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but the few weeks that I've been here, yes, I've been happy. I feel very relaxed now.
Man, if I was making $31 million a year to hit a ball, I'd be very happy all the damn time. When's the last time you were happy? When that direct deposit hit? When I looked at my bank account? Come on now. Miserable-ass baseball player. Hey, man, stop it. This is funny, too. Rafael Devers, he was asked, why are you willing to play first base in San Francisco? Why were you not willing to play first base in Boston? Listen to what he told KNBR.
I would say that I have put some good numbers over at Boston, and I think that I do feel that I have earned some respect. And if they would have asked me at the beginning of spring training, yes, I would have played.
Yeah, but the incident with Casas, he didn't get hurt and out for the season until the regular season. So come on, man. Whatever. The respect is in your bank account. How about that? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. MC is from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I've been there. Yeah, Deacons. Hey, what's up, MC?
Not much. Yeah, shout out to the Deacons, but also to the Rams, my friend. Anyway, here's my joke. It's kind of an old guy joke. All right, Pat McAfee's having trouble because he's cussing on his podcast all the time. So the ESPN exec sent him to Tebow to tell him how not to cuss on TV. McAfee said, Timmy, how can I not cuss on my podcast? Tebow says, damn if I know.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. You've got a great show. You're very entertaining, and maybe I'm not. But let me say something about Devers, can I?
Yeah, you can. Knock yourself out.
All right. Well, you know, he was afraid he'd get compared unfavorably to, say, Big Poppy's fielding at first base in Boston. But Everybody knows he couldn't field like McCovey could, right? Y'all have a great night. Bye.
Okay. Oh, thank you, MC. Yeah, nobody's looking for that. And everybody, well, I mean, forget McCovey. When you think about Ortiz, yeah, he sucked. That's why he was a full-time DH. He had no range, and eventually it's just like, why are we putting this guy in a field for? Like, just sit on the bench and hit, and that's what the hell he did. He was good at it. But Rafael Devers, he's playing third base. I think he has a little bit more dexterity, a little bit more movement out there. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I think our Friday Funny has gotten off to an interesting start. If you have a better joke than what you just heard, call me up, 888-710-4ISN. David is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, this has been one of the most intriguing NBA seasons because the new breed is here, you know. You know, the OKCs and the Minnesotas and Indy. And if Indy keeps it close into the third quarter, things could happen. And I'm really an OKC fan. I really would prefer they win. But this going to a seventh game, this is one of the most exciting playoff seasons. As many teams involved, and now we get to a seventh game with some unexpected. I think this is great for the NBA. If they keep it close into the third quarter, OKC might get a little shaky, and I'm really looking forward to it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's seven games. This we could basically say it's a toss-up, is it not? I don't know who's winning. I believe, and I've believed from the beginning, that the Thunder would win the series. I think for the majority of the games that they've played, the Thunder have been in control. The Pacers have had to bounce back, And so I typically look at that. Like, I watch a series and I say, well, who's in the lead and who's giving chase? You know, last night was an aberration. Everybody's going to lay an egg, you know, every now and then. I just think that the Thunder, for the most part, they've controlled this series. Even the first game that they lost, it took Halliburton coming on at the end to finish them off. But I'm gonna take OKC. I'm going to give them the edge.
Okay. Well, I just think for the league, you know, it's just very intriguing. You know, you get a seventh game, an unexpected team, and I just love it. I just want to say I love the way this season has gone off. You know, actually, I'm originally an OKC fan. I'm originally a Knicks and 76er fan, but I just love where the NBA is going.
Wait. Did you say you were a Knicks and a 76ers fan?
In that order, yeah. Knicks
Dr. J is probably the reason, I would assume, right?
No, actually, I go back to Walt Frazier. Walt Frazier is my favorite player of all time.
So why? How could you like the Knicks and the Sixers? They're across the street from each other.
I know, and they're rivals at times. But I'm an East Coast guy, so okay. One or the other is in there. I'll take them.
That's weird.
But yeah. But I'm just saying. The point I was trying to make is that, you know, for the last 20 years, I was talking to a friend of mine. LeBron is pretty much either dominated. It's been LeBron, Steph, you know, the Golden State thing, and now the NBA is transitioning into, you know, the Timberwolves, the Houston Rockets, and I love it because I see now these new stars are coming up, and now I'm intrigued about who's going to be the next guy. They're just saying it's going to be, you know,
we'll see.
What do you think?
We'll see who grabs the brass ring. That's a beautiful thing. We got to watch how it develops. It's not one clear cut guy. I mean, if Wembanyama might be that dude.
Hey, come on, man.
We'll find out. Hey, thank you, David. Yeah. You be safe. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for taking my call. Later.
You know, no doubt. 888-710-4ISN. Kent is calling from Maine. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
It's going amazing. What's up?
Good. So I guess I missed a little bit. I just caught a little bit about the joke thing that you have kind of going on. And I don't know if I necessarily have a joke, but I've been full of sarcasm this week with the whole Rafael Devers trade being in the Boston area with kind of my idea was Rafael Devers would do just what he's doing. Come out and say that he's going to play first base, third base, outfield, and all this other stuff. But the other thing I was expecting him to do was all of a sudden out of nowhere start speaking completely English during his press conference.
Yeah, probably not.
We never knew what was going on with Rafael Devers. So for all we know, he could be speaking English this whole entire time and just been putting on a front with the Boston media. But I just wanted to say that I'm one of the people in the Boston area that probably is in the minority where I thought getting rid of Devers at this time was a good thing. I definitely, like I said, I'm in the minority. However, when you're the best player on a team that's been sub 500 to 500 the last 4 or 5 years, I'm not opposed to change, especially if it's something where there could be a little bit of a, you know, kind of a poison or toxicity in the clubhouse coming from one player who has shown that he's not the leader on the team. Yes, he's a great bat, but I think the Red Sox are in good shape to start turning things around. Hopefully,
okay.
We're not seeing it yet. Oh, go ahead.
It's gonna take a while, Kent. But I don't blame you. Hey, thank you for calling from Maine.
All right, thanks.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it'd be funny if he started speaking English. I didn't want to talk to them up there. I'll talk to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll get some more of your calls. Hey, you got a joke? Tell us. It's the Friday Funny. You might as well loosen up. We'll think about a few things or show you a few things, tell you a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, let's get back to the phones. I do have some good news before we get out of here. I talked about how the Stanley Cup Finals, the ratings were disappointing. I mean, ratings are disappointing all over the place. I'm gonna deliver to you some good hockey news before we come back, or before we end the show, I should say. Positive news if you're a fan of the Winnipeg Jets. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Jack. Jack is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jack, what's up?
Hey, buddy. All right. So a guy's interviewing for a job at the nuclear power plant. Let's say his name's Homer. He does good. He's at the final interview with the supervisor. Supervisor says, Homer, what steps would you take if the meltdown alarm goes off in the nuclear power plant? He said, it's easy. I take a lot of quick and fast steps out of this place and get on down the road.
Okay. Okay, hey, there we got. You know who's
all
laughed
right,
that
I got
was?
I got a quick one.
You, wait, well,
hey,
hold
you
on,
want a
Jack.
Dad joke?
Well, Jack, slow
I
down.
I got a dad joke.
Well, Jack, slow down.
All right.
Slow down. Why are you rushing so? I'm trying to talk to you. You just, like, I'm here with you. Let's talk. You just telling jokes. Wait.
All right, I got another one.
Well, hold on.
So I'm here in Baltimore.
Oh, hold on. Damn, Jack, hold on.
Wait,
okay. Jack. Are you excited right now?
Yeah, and actually, when I go out to things, I pay money to get open mic and do like 5 minutes.
Right. Well, we're not on open mic. You're on a radio show. You're here with me.
I'm killing it now, right? That was a good one.
Well, yeah, the first one was. It was funny. But I got a better one. Wait, this is, if you want to know what ADD is, just listen to this conversation. Jack, wait a second. Okay.
If you want to know ADD? That's my picture.
Okay. That joke sucked.
I got a better one.
Go ahead.
All right. So guy goes into M&T Bank here in Baltimore, robs it. Coming out, there's a guy there. He said, you see me rob this bank? Guy said, yes, sir, I did. Shoots him, kills him. Right behind him, there's a man and a woman in line. He says to them, do you see me rob the bank? The woman said, no, sir, I didn't see anything, but I'm pretty sure my husband did.
Okay. All right, Jack. All right, Jack, thank you so much. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore.
All right, out.
All right, thank you. Damn, like, take a breath. Like, breathe a little. Like, can you let the first joke? He's like, I do open mic.
You wanted to do just get a Simpsons reference in there for the guy because he named the guy Homer and he couldn't breathe.
Yeah, I'm like, give me a break. I wanted to ask him if he knew the guy that we just heard laugh. Like, if he, I know who it is. It's the thing, Nelson Muntz.
Full name.
Oh yeah, Nelson. Did you watch the? Well, no.
Oh, Simpsons is still running. I've seen the Simpsons. I just didn't know the last name.
Yeah, but Simpsons have been around a long time. Do you know Nelson, right?
Yeah, the bully.
Yeah, he goes, ha, that's him. He just played his voice again. Where's he at? Yeah, Nelson Muntz. I haven't seen an episode of the Simpsons in 25 years, but I've watched a lot of Simpsons. That's how they've been around so long. I think I know. They don't have no new characters, right? They're just the same damn people for the past 40 years.
I think it's the same characters. They got rid of Apu, though.
Apu was, racial appropriation?
Yeah, so I think they got rid of him.
Well, they had a lot of other characters that were racially. They had a Mexican bee. Do you not remember him?
A little bit.
Okay. They had a black jazz musician, Bleeding Gums Murphy.
There was a lot wrong with The Simpsons then.
Hey, you don't remember him?
I didn't watch all of it. I watched the Trios of Horror episodes as a kid, mainly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, how The Simpsons, isn't Family Guy still on?
I think so. I think they're all in that same era-ish.
American Dad. The Simpsons predates all of them things by like 10 and 15 years. The Simpsons is old, man. The Simpsons started off on, I forgot the, it was one of those variety late night shows. It was a segment on there. And then he ended up having a special and boom. And it became one of the longest running, has to be the longest running cartoon ever, no?
Yeah, so I enjoyed it. It's not bad.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't gone on my way to watch a new episode of The Simpsons in, I don't know, 10 years.
Oh, yeah, so I think, how the hell The Simpsons are still on TV, I have no idea. What do I know? Not my world, but I feel like that's most people. Haven't seen The Simpsons in a long time. I swear, South Park is still on TV, too?
Yeah, they're still running. But I actually watched South Park, though.
Is it good?
It's current. It's still funny to a certain extent.
Yeah, man, I'm out on all that. I'm sitting here every day. What a, I got time for that. Anyway.
We have Friday Funny.
What happened? What?
We got Friday Funny. You don't need South Park or Family
Guy.
Yeah,
who needs South Park? I've had my share over my life. I think I'm good. All I got to do is look out the window here in Atlanta and just the funny walks on by. Same for you in New York. How much funny are you going to watch on the way home?
Depends. It is a Friday night, so yeah, right. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some funny people in the train. Yeah,
the freaks are out. That's right. Not the good ones either. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, we're going to wrap things up. We're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm going to give you some positive news, good news, on a hockey player who is apparently making a return. And then we're going to get all set for the weekend. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash with Gordon Damer. Welcome back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What the heck ever happened to Lil Uzi Vert? Where did he go, Botcher? What happened to him?
He dropped an album very recently. I think it was it wasn't good. That's why I don't remember it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You listened to it?
A part of it. And I could turn it off because it was bad.
The heck is wrong with you? Oh, no.
Hey, he's not a bad artist. Back in, 2016, he was good.
That's 10 years ago.
Well, you don't need to bring it up.
I thought he was supposed to be like the next Lil Wayne or whatever. What happened to him?
And then he put a diamond in his forehead and went a little insane.
Listen, I don't want to go on a rant here. Like, musicians nowadays, there's not a lot of staying power for most of them. There's not. Like, here today, gone tomorrow.
Not especially everybody. In the rap game, too.
Oh, yeah, Lil Uzi Vert. Like, who's a new legacy artist? There's none.
I can't even say Drake, because Drake is still...
He's been around for 15 years. Yeah. It's like 40 years old.
Looking at names here, it's not no, a lot of the littles don't last.
There's none. Like, who's an artist that came out 10 years ago that's still... J. Cole doesn't make... If J. Cole put out music, would anybody care?
I think
yes.
So.
Yes, they would. They would
care. Right. I don't know if they would last, though. I don't think he's made music that's...
Big Sean? Nobody cares about Big Sean.
No, not anymore. Yeah, I don't know. Does Cardi B? Not really.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't really rap anymore.
Oh, no. She's a celebrity sitting, hanging out with... who's she dating? Stephon Diggs, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she don't need to make no music. That guy's making... How much does he make now? Was he on a one-year deal?
1 year, I think 7 to 10 mil.
Yeah, you don't need to work. You good.
Yeah, this is not a good list of people here.
Oh, it's not. Listen, we are in the TikTok era. You make something catchy, you make some noise, you do the hokey pokey, and people dance, and then it's over. That's it.
Yeah.
888.
Closest is Gunna, I guess.
How long has he been out?
Got to be like 8 years already.
He made that album with Lil Baby. I got to be careful. I'm in Atlanta. But Lil Baby, he's kind of washed too, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, I talked to the DJs here. I know what's going on. It's like he's washed. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This is not washed. Anyway, it's the end of the show. Let's look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is June 20th, 2025. And in 1993... the Chicago Bulls won again their third consecutive championship. They knocked off the Phoenix Suns in six games. You want to know who finished them off? John Paxson. He hit the game-winning three with about 4 seconds left to send the Bulls to their third straight title, 99-98. Let's take a listen, courtesy of the marvelous one, Marv Albert on NBC.
The Suns by two. Has come out of this possession.
They want Michael to get a full head of steam, try to keep him in the middle of the floor.
Well, Pippen got the snap. Here's Paxson for three. Yes, the Bulls take a 1-point lead, and Phoenix calls for time with 3:09 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. John Paxson converts.
Man, when you hear Marv Albert say yes, you know, something crazy just took place. June 20th, 2004. Let's hit the fast forward button. Ken Griffey Jr. hit the 500th home run of his career. He did it off of Matt Morris. Ken Griffey was actually healthy enough to play for the Reds this day, and they beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-0.
The pitch. And a high drive. Hit back into deep right field. Jr. has just knocked the door down to the 500 club. A high drive into the lower deck and right. Number 30 touches them all. And boy, what a Father's Day gift for Senior. The dugout empties as he rounds third, getting the glad hand from Mark Berry. Greeted at home plate by Adam Dunn. Now Jason LaRue, followed by Sean Casey. And each of them will get a piece of Ken Griffey Jr. before he gets back into the dugout. Getting his 500th home run to right field.
Man, damn it, now that I think about it, that did fall on Father's Day. I remember that. June 20th, 2006, the Miami Heat, led by Dwayne Wade, they went out there and beat the Dallas Mavericks 95-92 to win the NBA championship. Okay, Dwayne Wade, 36 points, 10 rebounds. They were down two games to win the NBA Finals in six games. They won this one, the final one, 95-92. Listen to this final call from Mike Breen.
3-point game, Dallas out of timeouts. If you're Miami, do you foul? Don't let him shoot a three.
That's right. This is smart now. Are you going to foul?
Terry puts it up. Won't go. Rebound Wade. The Miami Heat, they've done it. They win their first championship in franchise history.
Oh, that was shout outs to Hubie Brown. Hubie Brown was there too, just retired. June 20th, 2013. Oh, a couple days ago, we talked about Ray Allen forcing a game seven or forcing overtime to force a game seven. He saved everybody's ass. And LeBron James, he drove the title home. The Miami Heat beat the Spurs 95-88. LeBron had 37 points, 12 rebounds. They were on the verge of elimination in game six, but they won in seven. This is what LeBron told ESPN about his doubters after the game.
Listen, for me, I can't worry about what everybody say about me. I'm LeBron James from Akron, Ohio, from the inner city. I'm not even supposed to be here. That's enough. Every night I walk into the locker room, I see a number six with James on the back. I'm blessed. So what everybody say about me off the court don't matter. I ain't got no worries.
Oh, it seems like even still, he still defended himself. Just leave it alone then. I think his legacy speaks for itself, and he's still going. June 20th, 2020. How about this? Tis the Law won the Belmont Stakes. This is the first New York bred horse to win since 1882. Maybe the horses in New York suck. Listen to this.
Top of the stretch, and there goes Tis the Law now to take over. It's Tis the Law in front in the stretch, and there's an eighth of a mile to the finish. Dr. Post moves up on the outside into second, but it is Tis the Law, and the New York bred is going to win New York's Belmont Stakes, the first leg of the 2020 Triple Crown.
Yeah, that was courtesy of NY. Excuse me, what?
New York Racing Association.
Well, can I get it out, Botcher?
My bad.
Damn. Yeah, go ahead, Botcher. Finish up. Go ahead, do the show.
That was a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Oh, thank you, Botcher. Thank you. Sheesh. You want to do the read, too? Can I do that? You going to tell me that?
Oh, you got that one.
Okay, thank you. The NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. This is what you need to pay attention to on Sunday. They're out in the Poconos. Look out for Denny Hamlin. This man is just coming back from having a baby. He didn't have the baby, but you know where the baby came from. This man has the most wins at Pocono Racetrack. So if you want to pay attention to anybody, look out for Denny Hamlin. This NASCAR race preview sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They are just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve. Yeah, a little extra motivation. Got another mouth to feed that just screams and cries and wants to eat and poops all day and takes a nap and doesn't pay bills. Yeah, that's motivation enough. And so good luck to Denny Hamlin. He's won that race plenty enough. Time. Speaking of a return, this was. I don't want to say it's shocking. Jonathan Toews is back. This time though, for his hometown, Winnipeg Jets. He called it quits a couple of years ago. Could never stay healthy. Basically, he had breathing issues, respiratory issues, long COVID, and now he is returning after a 2-year. Absence. Listen to this video. Fancy video the Winnipeg Jets put together now that Toews is in the building.
What are you hearing about Jonathan Toews?
Is Captain serious about a return?
Winnipeg would love to have him there, but is it a good landing spot for him?
Taser, anything he puts his mind to that he can do.
You can't go wrong with having a guy like Jonathan Toews playing for the Winnipeg Jets.
Hard to explain and put into words how special it is to come back to Winnipeg, but I think it takes it to another level when you come home and see the support here in Winnipeg. So thank you again.
And good luck to him. Like, you never want to see anybody have to step away from their career early or too soon. You want to see people go out there, you know, give it the best. You want to see them retire in old age, not because some type of, you know, health issues. Nobody wants that. It's terrible. And then we also heard earlier today that Ron Washington, he's out indefinitely with a personal health issue, which stinks. We know at this point in time, he has been managing the Angels. I mean, he has had some health issues over the past few years. Ron Washington got to be like, yes, he's 73 years old. I thought he was a little bit older than that. He managed the Rangers from 2007 to 2014. So all the best to Ron Washington in his recovery. We like people to be healthy. And shout outs to Sammy Sosa. He made a return as well to Wrigleyville. It's always nice when the legends can go back and go home. Sometimes all you got to do is say, I'm sorry. Or I cheated. Or I shouldn't have done that. Or I shouldn't have did this. And good for him. Anyway, it's been one hell of a week. Botcher, how the hell we get here already? I don't know.
Time travel.
It's possible. It's certainly possible. I don't know. You time traveling into tomorrow, or are you just going to go to sleep?
Every second we live is time traveling due to us reacting to light.
Ah, reacting to light. Oh, so light goes down, go to sleep, huh?
Yeah, no light, you're not time traveling. Even though you technically do when you wake up from sleeping.
Okay. You got a favorite scientist? Where the hell are you learning this from?
Nah, just someone told me once that, like, because you know how, like, the stars are far away what? And you're seeing it in the past? you're never actually seeing a star in current time. You're just seeing a picture of the past. So
Why? Because
the star has exploded at that point, and it takes that long for the light to get to us via the speed.
So while I'm looking at it, it's gone is what you're telling me?
Yeah. Besides for the sun, every other star you see in the night sky has basically exploded.
Okay.
Therefore, you're seeing a picture of, I don't know, 15 million years ago.
Okay. I'm gonna read about this over the weekend while leaning back in a chair, okay?
Yeah. It's a lot. Right. And then you get into the crazy stuff that everything you see is technically time travel because it takes a second to get to your eyes.
Okay. All right. All right. Do I need to go to a smoke shop before I Google this?
No. You just read, I don't know, I listen to a podcast.
I'm not doing that. Okay. I'm not gonna do that. Hey, living in the world is enough for me. I don't need to listen to somebody tell me a story about it. But thank you, Bacha. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. We'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We'll see who has won the NBA Finals. Thank you to Ryan Bacha. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everybody. I appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next.